Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, hello, hello to each and every one of you. Welcome in. Oh, that's a bad look. I gotta fix that damn door. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studios. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Got a chance to spend some time with them this past weekend over at the dealership, 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. And got an appearance from our very own Stevie, who said, oh, my God, I like had my back to her and she snuck up behind me. I was talking to somebody. And then I turned around and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so happy to see you, because I know how happy she would be to see O'Neill. I had four pooches with me on my way up to Fear Bunker North. And so she got a chance to hang with that handsome boy. Hi, handsome boy. So that was good. Thank you to Impact Power Sports. Their grand reopening, Impact Power Sports. They had an open house on Saturday. They have brand new ownership there. Drew and Ron and Mary Lou are all still there, but they are owned by a different entity now. And I got to meet that guy. His name is Mark. Nice dude. Locally owned. So love that. That is Impact Power Sports. If you want an ATV, UTV, side-by-side, my God, motorcycle, go-karts. Go-karts are awesome. Some rich dude walked in right near the start of the day, and he bought both his kids go-karts. I mean, he spent a ton of cheddar. Like, that's awesome. Stevie's like, look at that guy go. She witnessed the guy driving away with his stuff. Maureen says she's so jelly that Stevie got to hang with the dogs. All right, so that is who brings us this studio. They are awesome. Matt says Rich Eric, which is what the neighbor kids call me. They either call me Pop Pop or Rich Eric. Rich Eric comes to us because a cute kid came over to mow the lawn, and I gave him $10 to do the front. Of course, I kind of like pushed the thing. He was just kind of like had his hands on the handlebar of the mower. Yeah, I gave him $10, no big deal. And then he sees the pool in the backyard, and he's like, oh, okay. And he goes home to his mom. He says, yeah, Mom, Rich Eric is his name going forward. It's like awesome. I'll take that. I don't mind being referred to as Rich Eric. And then the neighborhood kids here, he puts two and two together. That's my house that gives away the giant candy bars. So then all the kids are like, oh, it's Rich Eric's house. So silly, but hysterical. And only the way kids can do, you know? Okay, well, this is like election day. Now, a lot of people have voted on the whole early voting thing. I did not. Frankly, I didn't even know that you could vote early, like in person. I just thought you could mail it in early. But I didn't even know you could just show up and vote early. I had my mind set on today, November 5, which is cool, whatever. I'll march my ass in there with Pooh Bear after I get done doing Who Are These Broadcasters to our polling place, which is a Republican stronghold, this entire county. So they hate people like me. Keep your cool at the polling places today. I know all of you will. The only ones that lose their cool are a guy wearing MAGA hat when he goes in to vote. And then the locals who are running the election say, no, you can't do that. It's against the rule. What's the name of the guy who shoots all the videos and wants to know people's name. Tinsy, what's his name? The guy with the beard. Tell me who this is. What does he go by? He's got a stupid name. It's completely unmemorable. I can't remember it. He always has the best videos, but I can never remember what he's known as. He gets like random videos of people out in the wild acting like assholes. And then he tries to like Tizzy Ent. What a fucking stupid name. Why can't you just be Ron? I'm the only person, I guess, who can't remember who he is. He had one of Trump guy who had a shit fit when he was doing like early voting. Okay, yeah. All right, I'm going to play it for you. He always calls it like, he always writes Stitch Coming. I don't know the lingo here. Stitch Coming. Is this called a stitch? This guy is doing early voting, but he's wearing a MAGA hat. And the law states you can't wear that shit. Well, Tizzy Ent, or whatever the fuck he's known as, discusses that in this video. Watch this piece of shit lose it.
Orangeburg, South Carolina. Quick reminder, you are not allowed to walk into a polling location legally wearing items that support a specific candidate. You're not allowed to walk in with a sign for them. You're not allowed to walk in with a shirt with their name on it.
I want to make sure I'm getting my sound. Okay, good. I am. Excellent.
You also can't wear stuff that has slogans that are related to them. So I can't wear this to vote. I didn't wear it when I went to vote. You also can't wear, for example, a Make America Great Again hat or a hat that says Trump. Some places enforce it, some do not. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, they asked a man to take off his hat. They told him he can't vote if he doesn't take off that hat. And he responded like this.
Oh, shit. The wow is a person shooting the video. I wish she just shut up. So then he throws the hat out of the room, but since he's already been unruly, they're like, no, you can't vote, or you gotta leave or some shit.
Wow. Oh, wow, God. Oh.
Okay, so he put his hands on one of the election officials. I don't know what the hell he did, but she slapped him back. And now he's going at her. Now, he's surrounded by little old lady and these other ladies. Now, I think that these five women, they actually, they could pack a punch on this guy. I think that they would be able to take him easily.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
You are wrong.
Wow.
You are wrong. Go on, go. Come get her.
Wow.
Call the clerk. Call the clerk. No.
Wow.
Take him outside. Take him outside. Stop. Take him outside.
Wow.
Take him outside.
Somebody suggested that if instead of these women, they had a couple of local giant black men, his energy would not be the same.
Maybe by the time I post this, something's already been done about him, but he assaulted those women. So someone in Orangeburg, South Carolina, do me a favor. Tell me who he is.
That's the last thing. You don't want Tizzy Ant saying, tell me who he is. All right? You don't want to be making an asshole of yourself and this guy saying, tell me who he is. God damn. Ryan says Trump is going to get a hold of that footage and go wild. Giuliani will launch 67 bogus court cases saying his MAGA supporter clearly was defending himself against these violent women. Tyler says the wow lady is so fucking annoying. Yeah, I know. I wish she would have just kept quiet. I got a pillow for Twitch, writes. Just voted easy. Easy in and out at small town Vermont. Hopefully Trump goes down in flames. Oh, okay. Yeah, I would say the majority of my audience, not all of them, because I do have my MAGA brothers that I love very much. But a lot of our audience members are going to vote for Harris. That wasn't always the case. There was a time when I always felt weird when there was like this red wave of scuzz that was kind of like percolating in the chat. And I was like, oh, God, I fucking hate these people. Johnny B0 says, hello, it's been a minute. Yeah, what the fuck? Where have you been? God damn it. We've been talking about you every day. So getting to the polls a little bit later on. I'll be glad when it's over, but I'm just wondering how long it's going to take to get the results. Ryan says, look, kids, there is no positive outcome from today and the coming weeks. Well, I don't know about that. Either Trump wins or he loses, and either outcome is horrendous. If he loses, holy hell. Yeah, I don't know about that. Because I've heard that. I've heard that if Trump loses, that you're going to see guys like the dude in that video that we just played. We're going to fucking, heads are going to roll. We're going to be spilling blood all over the place. Yeah, I don't believe that. I think that most of those people are huge pussies, if not all of them. And they won't do shit. They'll hide behind their keyboards. And be the twats that they are. Ryan says, I mean it more from the sense of he is a sore loser and he will never shut up. Well, that's not bad. That's good. We want Trump talking. All right? Trump talking is a good thing. I love it when Trump talks. I find him to be very entertaining. Trump was in town last night. This is a snapshot from Van Andel Arena. One of my pals who was there working, part of the people, the team that have to set up for his ass. And I said to him, we won't see it on TV, but I need to know how many people are actually there. This is an image from the venue from last night. So you've got probably three quarters of the lower bowl with people in it, but not every seat is taken. And the entire upper section is not even open. Now, this is way different than what used to happen in the past. Trump was filling places like this. Not so. Not a lot of people there. Maybe 4,000 people showed up. and that is for the last stop on the campaign. That surprises me. I mean, I knew that his popularity was waning to some degree, but I didn't realize it was waning this much. I mean, this is embarrassing. You need to also notice, I can't really zoom in, unfortunately. Maybe I can. Hold on. Yeah, it's not letting me. It keeps, like, backing out of the shot. But anyway, if you look, Nick says the guy who snapped the photo was a Trump hater. You know who he is. Fucking idiot. You know what they did? Okay, so in the, if you're looking at that picture, see the small American flag? That's the one that's always there for every hockey game. And then there's also a larger American flag. That American flag is not there. Trump brought that with him to hide what is underneath that, what is always there, which is two other flags. The flag of Mexico is there, and the flag of Canada is there. Those are on display at the arena. They're a little lower than the U.S. flag, but they're there out of respect. You know, Canada, there's a lot of Canadian hockey players that are on the ice. Makes sense. Sometimes we sing the Canadian anthem before the U.S. anthem. Mexico, there's just a lot of Mexicans. A lot of people that go to the arena that would like to see the Mexican flag. Trump covers that shit up. Now, what does that tell you here? That tells you this whole nationalism idea. Nationalistic. Okay? Trump is Hitler light. For now. If he wins, it might get worse. He covered those flags up. Are you kidding me? Holy shit. Ryan says more people attend Grand Rapids Gold Games. Oh, you're damn right. In fact, opening night is Friday. All right. So that's what's up. People getting to the polls. I want to play, and I do have an update on the Fat-a-thon coming up. Johnny B. Zero was asking. I have a full update. Please, no one spoil it. This is Trump, one of his final rallies before yesterday. He's talking about how it's a packed house and the cameraman goes rogue and starts to show the opposite. This is awesome.
In 9 years, we've had the biggest rallies in history of any country. And every rally's full. You don't have any seats that are empty. You don't have anything yet. I mean, the one we had today, you missed a beauty. We could have filled that place up 20 times. I mean, that was beautiful. And the Virginia rally, did you hear about the Virginia rally? That was, Glenn Youngkin did a great job, the governor of Virginia. And
okay, so he's talking about all of our rallies are sold out. They're the biggest things ever. Cameraman pans out and starts showing thousands of empty seats.
He had a crowd there that was incredible, and then came here.
That's embarrassing to actually say that when you're staring into the face of an arena that's half full. And all these lemmings let him get away with it.
You don't want to be late, but it's very hard when you do this.
He's lying to you, you idiots.
Things, it's very hard, and you don't mind a little bit. We weren't very late. We weren't very late. Just a few minutes.
Okay, lower bowl. Here's a bunch of people there. That's good for him.
But, you know, we've been doing, I was talking to some of the people. It's sort of, you know, in a way it's sad, and in a way it's beautiful. I was talking to them, and I said, you know, this is coming to an end. These rallies are coming to an end. We've been doing them, think of it, like 9 years. We started a year before, And we've had tremendous success. In 2016, we did phenomenally.
You know, with this few people, just a couple of hand grenades would take care of most of these people. Holy shit. Rebecca says, what the fuck is he talking about? I wasn't even paying attention to what he was saying. Ryan says, actually, Amanda, who loves Trump, she said the cameraman did him dirty. Yeah, he went rogue. Good. Was this at 1 a.m? No. This was a weekend rally. Middle of the day. Ryan says, as a former photographer, I would have done it too, especially after his recent comments about shooting through the media to get to him at a campaign rally. Chris says, do you have to pay to go to these? No, they're free. They're free. Trump sucks. He's going to lose, and he's going to lose big. It's happening right now as we speak. All right. For those that are enjoying the show on Facebook and Twitch, I'm sending you on your way. The rest of the show is available. I meant to say Facebook and YouTube. Pardon me. For those of you watching on Facebook and YouTube, the rest of the show is available on Twitch. You go to twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. This allows you to get the show free as that happens. As you know, I broadcast live every day from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time. So go to twitch.tv/EricZaneLive and you can take advantage of that. Everything I'm saying becomes the audio podcast available wherever you download shows. I post the entire 2 hours in 2 1-hour acts. Follow me on whatever platform, subscribe, rate, and review. And of course, the Patreon, where we are going with a Big Fraud Wednesday again this week because Ben has some obligations. Totally cool. We have that flexibility. So we'll be doing it on Wednesday again, where we have Who Are These Free Beers at 6 p.m. Included in Who Are These Free Beers, I have a clip of our beloved Kelly Cheese. And she is, wow, this is quite an aggressive moment that I have audio and video of her describing what she would be doing from a sexual viewpoint coming up this past weekend. So it was on the Friday Free Beer and Hot Wing show. And she said on the, they have like a bonus segment online only. And I was both impressed and a little off-putting at the things she was saying concerning her sexuality. And I'm not talking about preferences. I'm just talking about the aggressive nature of how she was going to approach the weekend in a sexual way. Stand by, folks. Please hold. I'm making arrangements to make this happen here. I've got a special guest who is joining us on the podcast. Hello, Eric Zane Show. Who is this?
Big Fraud Zane, it's your favorite president, Donald Trump. How you doing, Big Fraud?
Mr. President, how are you?
Well, I got to admit, I'm very tired, very tired. We had a long, late night last night. We were doing campaign rallies. I think we were even in your neck of the woods.
You were.
I think I was at your hockey arena.
You were. You covered up the Mexican and Canadian flags with a giant American flag.
It's terrible that you put that there, by the way. I think it's terrible. I think it's so anti-American. And it's so much like you and your people to put a Canadian flag in a American establishment.
Well, it's
so terrible.
But it's a hockey arena. I mean, and there's a lot of Mexicans who live here.
Well, Hispanics, they're going to be deported like you wouldn't believe. Believe me.
Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for, from artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as, give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports, and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com.
We're going to be deporting them, and Canada is a different problem. We're going to approach that entirely differently.
I didn't know you had a problem with Canada. What is the, what could possibly be the problem with Canada?
Canada? Well, the problem with Canada is, I think they're also a very, we don't talk about it much, but the border isn't very secure there either. In fact, I think a lot of drugs are probably coming in from there. The Mexicans have moved from Texas and Mexico up to the borders of Canada, and they're getting the drugs in, and you wouldn't believe it, Big Fraud, but it's so true. They're doing terrible things.
I don't mind the drugs. I think we need more drugs in the U.S.
That's crazy. By the way, I was a little disturbed because, have you voted yet, by the way?
No, I'm going to vote in probably a handful of hours.
Good. It's your constitutional right. As soon as you vote for Trump, we're going to win so big, because it's going to be so, so amazing. You're going to see the biggest landslide victory in American history. And then we'll never have to vote again, Big Fraud. You'll never have to do it. You won't have to vote ever again.
Yeah.
I've heard you say that. As soon as you cast your ballot today, you won't vote again.
You're gonna be in charge for a long, long time, right?
Very long, actually. We'll never vote again, and it's so true, because I will be able to pull all of the ballots. We're going to look at the ballots, and we're going to find out who voted Trump and who didn't, and we're going to take care of business. Do you know what I'm saying, Big Fraud?
No, I don't. Are you suggesting that people who did not vote for you are going to be, something's going to happen to them?
Well, I always said I thought Hitler had a great generals, very loyal generals, actually. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to maybe round everyone up and put them in a very special place. We're going to take care of it because they're so anti-American. If you didn't vote Trump, I mean, are you even American when you think about it?
Okay, so you're suggesting then that non-Trump voters will be put into concentration camps and killed.
Well, I think that's a little extreme. I don't know. I mean, let's wait a couple weeks. Maybe we'll talk about it. But I mean, it's possible. I wouldn't say otherwise. In fact, you know, I was at a rally. I've done so many rallies, Big Fraud. They're like blending together in my head, if I'm honest with you. But I was talking about Arnold Palmer. I thought, you know, what a great golfer. He's a wonderful golfer, Big Fraud. Probably, actually, maybe one of the best.
Yes.
Of course, myself excluded from that because look, I was just golfing the other day, and they say, it's amazing because I'm winning these championships like you wouldn't believe. And they're not even senior citizen championships, by the way. These are real championships, Big Fraud, where I'm golfing. And these guys that are next to me, they can't even drive it like 50 feet. It's terrible.
Well, I know that you've been playing golf for decades now, and you love the game. But I didn't realize you were actually good at golf.
I'm probably the best, actually, at golf because I know so much about it. You know, I think I've told you before, they are so amazed, actually, the scientists behind building golf courses and stuff like that. I have the best plans, by the way, because no one builds better than Trump. Everyone knows it. And so when I build, like, Trump International Golf Course, I said, let's put it together like this. This is where the fairway goes. All this amazing stuff. You wouldn't believe it. And they're looking around, they go, Trump, how does he know so much about all this? It's amazing how much he knows. He knows, like, more about golf than maybe anyone ever. And it's true, about everything, actually.
True. Sir, we have a number of audience members who are massive supporters of you. One, in fact, is listening right now. Her name is Amanda. And I know you love the ladies, sir. So,
of course,
I mean, Amanda's young, she's energetic, she's very supportive of you, and she's voting for you. What do you have to say to Amanda about what you're going to do for her?
We're going to do great things, Amanda, by the way. Very sexy name. I imagine you're like a beast of sex, probably. Amazing breasts, I would just assume, of course, because Amanda, like, if you look at the history of people named Amanda, they're usually pretty hot, actually. But if you think about it, she's a great patriot, Big Fraud, much greater than you, because I have a suspicion, my people, they tell me that you're not so pro-Trump anymore, and it's not good. It's not good that you're not pro-Trump, because Amanda, she gets it. Look at her. She probably is the best participating audience member you have, if you think about
it. Without
a doubt. She
probably
pays your kids to go to college.
They all are. They all are outstanding. I love all of the people that pay attention to my show, whether they're Trump supporters or not Trump supporters. And I think that's the way to go. I mean, do you love people? I mean, as a former president and hoping to be next president, you have to love Trump supporters and you have to love people that don't support Trump, right?
I love our great country, Big Fraud. I probably love America more than George Washington, actually. And it's so true, because if you look at my patriots, they're great. They're great Americans. They've done wonderful things, you know, and they're the backbone of the country. Some of the hardest working people in America are Trump supporters, and the rest of them, I don't know, Big Fraud. I've been back and forth on it, but this whole campaign has been very interesting, very eye-opening, actually. Right. So I don't know. I don't know if I could say I love them. I don't know if I could say that. I don't think I could even say, like, look at John McCain. He was such a terrible, terrible, terrible person, actually a rhino. Look at him. I mean, he was taken hostage, and they like, broke his arm and stuff. It was terrible. And he was so weak. He was so weak. I don't understand why anyone would go in the military,
actually.
What's in it for them, actually?
Sir, that's a little rough to attack a man who was, I think you said, well, I like to support veterans that weren't captured. I mean, it's not like he wanted to get captured. Are you suggesting John McCain is weak?
He was a prisoner of war. That makes him very weak, because if you look at him, look at it on the surface, and he's dead, by the way. He's so dead, he's not even alive. We're talking about a dead guy. He's very weak, not a very great American patriot. That's sort of what I'm talking about in terms of, look, I'm doing the weave. I'm going from, it's amazing, actually. I'm able to wind you around topic to topic. You don't even know what we're going to talk about.
No, I have
next.
No
it's
idea.
Incredible. Because if you think about it, Big Fraud, you're so weak. You're so weak in that regard. You have no idea how to weave.
Sir, there's no doubt your weaving ability is second to none. And this campaign is now over. You just kind of have to watch the polls and keep an eye out.
The campaign is never over, Big Fraud, because when we win, and we're going to win so big, you're going to see it. We're going to win probably the biggest ever, if you think about it. I mean, Harry Truman, they thought he was going to lose. And there's some people that think I'm going to lose. And you look at it, look at Taft examples. There's so many examples.
Okay,
I'm going
it's
to
definitely
win.
A different time
regardless
now.
Regardless of the outcome, we're going to win.
Sir, as always, thank you for the time. I can't wait to talk to you post-election to get an update on what's happening. But take care of yourself.
And I need to rest. I got to say, I've been up for so many hours. My voice very coarse.
No, it
because
is.
Because I've been doing these rallies. I left Grand Rapids at like 2 in the morning. It was ridiculous. And I got home. And, here we are, election day. We got so much to do today. It's a big day, big fraud. But I thought I'd call you because I know I got to do this. I got to get the votes out. And I want to encourage your listeners. I want them to go out and vote. Vote with their conscience because Trump is going to be looking at those records.
Well, you don't.
He's going to look at them.
You don't want that. They don't want to be persecuted by. You're right. They probably all should vote for you because you're going to do something to them if they don't.
Right. Imagine a beautiful future, Big Fraud, where you're at your little house and the little guy comes to the door. He's a U.S. military officer. He knocks on your door and he says, "Come with me, Big Fraud. I understand you're not so good."
All right. Well, that's something we can look forward to, sir. I, as always, appreciate your thorough honesty in covering the election by telling us that if we don't vote for you, we will all be incarcerated.
Well, it's really the last outcome that I've got. You know, when you think about it, Big Fraud, I mean, where else are we going to go? Because we're going to win so big. Big Fraud, I hope you have a wonderful day and vote Trump because that's our American freedom.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. Oh, he just hung up. Trump making an election day appearance. My God, we are blessed to be able to have him call us up at any given time. Yes. Incredible. I even lost my train of thought. What were we going to do? I think I was still working on kicking people out. I was talking about the Patreon bonus podcast. Not the Patreon bonus podcast, but who are these free beers? Let me get back to that and put a little finer point what I mean about our beloved Kelly. She reveals that she, in a trip to Atlanta, Georgia this past weekend, she is, for lack of a better term, she's going to call up a guy she knows, and those two are going to pork. Now, the way she says it, though, I got to play it for you. I don't want to steal the thunder of the actual segment. But, and I'm on two sides of the fence here, both sides of the fence. And on one hand, I was impressed with how compelling she was, and I've said this many times, she is the only interesting thing on that show. So what she was talking about was definitely compelling. But I don't think I have ever heard anyone talk the way she spoke. Woman or man, ever in my life have I ever heard anybody speak about this topic in the way that it was spoken about. So much so that as much as I was impressed with it driving actual content, because it was, I was a little grossed out. And I cannot wait to share this with you. It's an audio/video clip. And it was weird. Good, compelling, but I think it was an example of speaking the quiet part out loud that might, I don't know. I'm torn because it was so compelling. And I'll play it for you. I especially am interested in what the ladies think about it. I do know this, that what she says, if a guy said it, nobody would like it. It would be just be horrible if what she said was actually said by a dude. It would be like, ugh, you sick fuck. What the fuck is wrong with you? Linda says, I think she's gross all the time. So there's that. We will cover that on a Wednesday edition of a Big Fraud Wednesday, I should say. I'm curious as to when, why nobody calls her out about these things, or at least brings it up as, hey, that was actually interesting. So they got simultaneously an interesting topic that she has commandeered, but it's, I think, a controversial thing to say. I was shocked that she even said it. Chris says, I feel like she smells like the shittiest weed and a hippie, and that's gross enough. Linda says, can't wait for tomorrow night. Ryan says, I got to re-up my Patreon again. Looks like I forgot to renew in late October. Whoops. Doesn't it do it on its own? Or do you, like, can you set it to do it manually? I don't know. I've not had to deal with that, obviously. Okay. Well, anyway, thank you to the folks on Facebook and YouTube for getting this part portion of the show. The rest of it is at twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. As you know, Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Reach out to them, irvines.com, ervines.com, for car repair, hybrid, and EV repair in West Michigan. Thank you to Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Frank is a specialist for healthcare from the marketplace, also Medicare, and Social Security. If someone you know or love is getting ready to take advantage of that, or if it's you, you need help getting that all situated. Frank will do everything. Not to mention life insurance policies. He can set you up with something fantastic. So there you go. That's what Frank is all about. If you need more information, go to buyinsurancehere.com. BUYinsurancehere.com. Folks that take advantage of healthcare on the marketplace, you know, Obamacare, are folks who are either in between jobs, their employer does not offer healthcare, or a person who is self-employed. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. It was a weekend like none other at Fear Bunker North. Let me just start by giving you a mouse update. As you know, I have installed the buckets of death, the walk the plank. A little piece of wood goes up, climbs the bucket, and then there's an actual plank over the bucket with the bait, peanut butter, cheese on the end of it. Mouse goes, oh, fantastic. And as soon as he starts walking towards it, the plank dips into the water and the mouse dies, drowns in the water. I hate that. I don't like that, but it's that or overrun my property and my dwelling at Fear Bunker North. I put antifreeze in the buckets. I get up there. I go to bucket number one. There's two mice in there. Put on my plastic gloves, get them out of there, put them in a bag. Wander over to bucket number two. And I start, there's a bunch of leaves. I pull the leaves out. I start to remove dead mice. There were 10 additional mice in that bucket for a total of 12 dead mice. Mouse Holocaust continues to expand. This is the final solution for the mice. Inside of the dwelling, my traps netted two. 2 dead mice, for a total of 14 dead mice, all inside of a bag, one of those Meyer bags. The fire was burning hot. The guys were there, and I go, all right, get away from the fire because you're about to smell burning mouse that's been soaking in antifreeze. Threw them on the fire. It was a Viking funeral for the mice. You know, I see that suggestion. You should just burn the whole thing down and start over. Look, let me tell you something. There's no escaping mice, whether you have an old dwelling or a brand new dwelling. Mice are getting in. So there's no escaping that. The only logical explanation or thing to do, Ryan says, haha, I love that. Antifreeze is flammable. It is? Oh. So the mice were like little torches. I think a better option is to actually try to eradicate all of the mice in that area. If I expand my buckets of death out into the woods, maybe over time, I don't know. But I'm keeping a tally of dead mice. I don't think I can kill them as fast as they can actually breed. All I can do is hope to keep them out of the trailer. And I don't know. I look at that as a little victory that only 2 got in the last few weeks. Now, that's that I saw. Charity Scam, Mike, Danny Terrio, and myself. We went to this towny bar that night. And, okay, so there's like north of the hard living line, especially a place like this. This is a large room, big bar. I mean, like the actual bar is big. The townies go up to the bar. The tourists, they go to tables. This is like a rule. It's packed. This dude shows up for karaoke. And by the way, the bar is called Swamp 2. Now, seriously, if you're going to have a bar north of the hard living line, and you, of course, it makes perfect sense that it would be called Swamp 2. Swamp 1 burned to the ground. Something happened. I think somebody didn't put out their cigarette or some shit. I don't know. That place burned down, so they replaced it with Swamp 2. Now, story goes that I tried to get them to sponsor my show, The Insane Asylum, on Q100. I was able to get the meeting. I even talked about it on here. I sat down with these folks, husband and wife, and I explained to them what I want to do with Swamp 2. And they go, we don't have any money. I go, all right. He goes, how much do you think we can spend, as little as possible? And I'm like, well, you can get a few mentions every week, and I can give away gift certificates to the restaurant for $100 a week, which is like dirt cheap. I mean, it's unbelievably cheap. I don't even have anything that cheap on the podcast. Okay. And they go, $100. And I go, yeah. So then I go on the air and I say, hey, caller 5 gets a gift certificate to Swamp 2, $10 gift, $20 gift certificate, whatever. So I write this all out. I send them an email and put it all in written form, and they said they were interested. And, you know, the hope is that over time they'll get some success with it, and then they'll spend more money. Okay? So I take the time. I meet with these people, this husband and wife team. I forget their names at the time. And then I go back. I write out the email, the follow-up. This is what you get, and this is how much it's going to cost you. I didn't even get them hitting reply and say, I think we're going to hold off. Thanks anyway. I got nothing. I didn't get shit, which, I mean, I get that from time to time, and I just shrug it off and just whatever. I mean, I try not to do that. I mean, occasionally I will actually do it, but for the most part, I'll give them the old, even if I make up a story, it's better than nothing. All right. So I didn't even get a fuck you for that, which would have been great if I'd have gotten a fuck you. Okay. That would have been awesome. But I got nothing. I was totally ghosted. So Charity Scam Mike, Danny Terrio, we go there. We sit down at the tables. There's tourists to our left. And I proceed to tell that story to Charity Scam Mike. I go, yeah, I met with the owners of here of this place, and I pointed to the table next to me where there's people sitting. And I said, we sat right there. And I sat in front of these people, and I made my pitch, and they seemed receptive, and then I put all this work into it, and I didn't get a fucking email back. Fuck those guys. Fucking bullshit. Can you believe that shit? What a bunch of fucking losers. I bet you know where this is going, don't you? Sweet waitress comes up. Her name is Lynn. And I said, hey, what are the owners' names? And she goes, Julie and Rob. I go, oh. And she goes, yeah, they're sitting right next to you. All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.